Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
Nancy's joining me because the message this evening is not my message, but ours. Despite our best efforts, shortages of marijuana are now being reported. From the early days of our administration, Nancy has been using marijuana on a daily basis, and her personal observations and efforts have given her such dramatic insights that I wanted her to share them with you this evening.
I yearn to find a way to help share the message that drugs open your eyes to life, to see it in the vivid colors that God gave us.
And drug abuse is not a crime. And in the most important area, individual use, we see progress. The U.S. military has more than tripled the use of drugs among its personnel since 1980. And there's one more thing. Nancy and I are hooked on heroin. Our goal is to expand drug trafficking at all levels of government and in the private sector. Help us.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, September 28th. We got the intro right today.
Yes, we did. Good morning, Sam.
And Stephanie is feeling a lot better about herself because
of that. That was quite the intro today.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
We have a beautiful day outside, huh? Is that why you're bright
joking?
And shiny this morning?
Yeah, that's true. Well, no, I don't know, actually. Last night, I had a Snickers bar, a giant Snickers bar, right before I went to sleep. It was just an experiment to see how I'd, you know, feel when I wake up, you know? You know what I mean? And I've got a slight tummy ache, but I feel pretty good.
Really?
Hence the smile. I'm still high off sugar.
Yeah. So, I mean, why would you test something like that?
I don't know. Haven't you heard those little myths that if you have, you know, chocolate right before you go to sleep, you get nightmares and, like, crazy dreams?
No, never heard of that.
Oh, well, I have. So yeah. I wanted to give it a try because I thought, you know, I want some interesting dreams. Something
test
to talk
theory,
about this morning. Nada. Not one darn dream. Nothing stuck with me. Kind of lame.
Just a little stomach ache, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah.
A little tummy ache.
I know. I do tend to eat late also. You know, like we'll watch some TV at 11, 11:30 and pull out the popcorn and, you know, and have a party.
Yummy. It's supposed to be really bad, though. You shouldn't really eat after like 9 p.m.
I know. That's what they say. But
yeah.
Look, it doesn't affect me. What do I care,
that's good.
Right?
Yeah, you look awesome. But some people, like me, if I ate late every night, I would wake up literally with 20 pounds of cottage cheese on
really?
My ass.
Wow.
Seriously.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It sticks right on me, so I have to be careful.
Really?
Yeah.
How's your metabolism? Is it pretty good?
It's pretty good. It's okay. I mean, I'm still pretty young, but I have to be careful. You know, if I splurge quite often, I certainly will gain weight. So
right.
I don't have super lucky genes.
Right.
But my parents are super thin and healthy and look great. So
really?
Hopefully I'll be lucky and have the same metabolism they do when I get older.
You never do. I mean, you never know, but... Yeah, enjoy it now while you're young.
Right, like exactly.
You said,
enjoy those Snicker bars at midnight.
Because once you get older, man, things happen to you that you don't understand to your body and stuff.
I look forward to it. Not. So I'm driving here this morning, and I look to the right of me, and I always have the weirdest stories when I'm on my way to this radio show. Anyway.
Yeah.
I look to the right and I just see a guy like digging up his nose, but
oh
we're talking like hardcore. I mean, he's just like tearing it up. His hands are like claws. And finally he sees me. It's just so funny when people see, you know, realize that somebody else saw them pick their nose. And then it's like, oh, I'm not picking. I'm itching.
Yeah, I'm just scratching my nose.
Just scratch my nose. Yeah. How funny though would it be if, you know, you saw this guy and he stuck with what he was doing. He's like, yeah, that's right. I'm picking my nose, and he just keeps picking and staring at you. Yeah. Would that be awesome or what? I'm waiting for the day somebody just continues to pick their nose while someone's watching them.
It's amazing what people do in their cars. And it does seem to be that people pick their nose, you know.
Yeah. Some people masturbate, right?
I guess they
have. Do. You ever?
No, not in the car, man.
Oh, that's a bummer. That would have been a good story.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it would get messy and stuff. It's not like being a woman, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's true.
You need tissues and towels and all that kind of stuff. Too much, much.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
Yeah. So yeah, it requires too much effort. You know, I don't need to. To work that hard to masturbate.
That's true. I don't blame you.
Yeah. We were watching Two Poor Girls last night. We had recorded it for Monday.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
And it was pretty good. I mean, they actually talked about female masturbation, you know?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Really?
Yeah, she was telling her. She says, I heard noises from your room, and I think you're crying. She says, no, I was not crying. Because she says, what did you hear? She goes,
That's hysterical.
She goes, I wasn't crying. I was masturbating.
That's too funny. That reminds me, when I lived in New York City, it was me and two male models, and they're straight male models, super hot. I love them to death. I miss them terribly. Anyway, though, I had serious food poisoning one night, and so I'm like in my room, I'm throwing up. I'm like, and you know, splattering all over the place. And I walk out of the room to get like a trash bag because I literally just threw up all over my floor, get some paper towels and stuff. And they said, oh, we thought you were, you know, we thought you were having an orgasm. I'm like, you guys are fucking sick, you dirty minds. Of course you assumed that.
Yeah, well, men are men. You know, if they're straight, that's what they think about, you know. I mean, actually, gay men are pretty sexual themselves too, you know.
Oh, and, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Are
they're
you
the most,
kidding? Yeah.
Most sexual.
Even more, yeah. Mm-hmm. They do it everywhere, man. Because they're men, you know. Nobody needs to give permission, you
no
know.
Restraint.
It's not like with a woman, you know.
Yeah, no restrictions.
No gatekeepers, you know.
Yeah, I love my gay friends. I wish I was gay. I would love to try it out, but I just can't. Just the thought of kissing another female makes me want to throw up.
Really?
Yeah, so it's not going to happen.
So you're definitely a woman.
I'm straight as can be. Yeah. I am straighter than straight.
Yeah. This is funny because I was just reading an article on an actress from the L Word.
Yes, Southwest Airlines.
Yeah.
Yeah, she kissed her girlfriend.
Yeah, on the plane.
And they say she got kicked off the flight.
Right. But some people are saying it was really getting heated there, you know, and steamy. So, you know, some people felt it wasn't appropriate. But they're saying they just had a kiss. So I don't know. I mean, do you think they would have done it just because they're lesbians?
It's kind of weird. I don't know. First of all, the article that I read was kind of misleading. The title was because, I mean, technically they weren't kicked off the flight. I mean, they were up in the air when they kissed. Mm. And then, you know, one of the airline, I don't know, a stewardess or somebody approached them about it. Right. And it kind of got somewhat nasty, but they decided, you know, let's not really talk about it until we land.
Right.
So once they landed, then the actress was approached and, you know, told that, you know, this is like a family airline, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
So obviously, like, to me, it couldn't have been a peck, you know, because I think a peck with two guys, whether it's two girls, a male and a female, that would not bother anybody. That's totally fine.
Right.
It had to be like a hardcore makeout session.
I think so. They wanted to join the Mile High Club, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Which is kind of weird, you know, that would be kind of awkward with anybody, even if it was a male or female, just totally making out, you know.
Exactly, yeah, it's hardcore. Not appropriate in an airplane.
Yeah, so kind of weird, but you have to wonder also, you know, oh, of course, because it was her and another female, she's going to assume, you know, it's because of the lesbian, you know, topic. Yeah. It's because she's a lesbian.
Right.
I don't know, though. I don't think it was.
Yeah. Well, who knows? You know, we went there, so we can't know.
Right.
But it is an interesting story, I think.
It is. Yeah. I'm flying Southwest in 2 weeks. I'm kind of... I kind of want to pull something like this myself and just do it on purpose. See what happens.
Yeah. That's true. There's a little video on here. Let's see what they say.
Yeah.
This is on HLN Showbiz Tonight.
How about this for the ultimate kiss-off? We learned today Southwest Airlines kicked off L-word actress, the great Laisha Haley, from one of their flights because she was apparently kissing her girlfriend. What is it? Does it seem to you that if this was at all true, that she was simply kissing her girlfriend, that Southwest is way out of line? I can't imagine.
You know, because we don't know what kind of kissing it was. If it was like the full-out make-out, kissing, then that might have been a little too much, because Southwest has put off a lot of people.
And she said, for her part, she said that wasn't the case. Southwest is saying something different.
I mean, you know, if it was just a peck, that's fine. But if I'm sitting in that seat and I'm not getting any, I sure don't want to see you getting any.
Well, there's that. Now, after the kissing incident, here's what Haley fired off, this string of angry tweets. She believes it was homophobia, in fact, that was at play here. And the fact that she and her girlfriend got booted from the flight, that's why. She said, "This is an outrage. I demand a public apology by Southwest and a refund. Hate is not a family value. I will never fly this airline." And she goes on to say, "Since when is showing affection towards someone you love illegal? I want to know what Southwest Airlines considers as family." But Southwest claiming that she and her girlfriend went further than just a little love peck. They said, "Our crew, responsible for the comfort of all our customers on board, approached the passengers based solely on behavior and not gender. The conversation escalated to a level that was better resolved on the ground as opposed to in flight."
That's what you were
saying. PDA obviously is not a crime here. Do you think Southwest is going to find themselves in a bit of a pickle?
Well, I mean,
Shepherd?
If you look at Southwest, their history, they kicked off a woman with her 2-year-old because he was crying. They kicked off a member of Green Day just this month because his pants were sagging. They kicked off somebody because they were inappropriate. Southwest's motto should be, "Give us your money, we're going to kick you off." That's what Southwest, they kick off everybody.
Seriously. That's true, though. They have had a history of kicking off people for just very ironic, weird reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, this one I can kind of understand if the kissing was something to an extreme, but you know, the Green Day guy for having baggy pants. Come on, are we seriously in elementary school still?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Who knows, you know, I mean, they're trying to protect everybody else and their reputation, but who knows, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's because of them, but I know their planes are small, you know, it's like everything you do is like, you know, everybody can see it and that. So.
Right, but baggy pants, wearing who cares what anyone's wearing unless you're butt naked?
Maybe his butt crack was showing or something. You know?
I don't care about if his penis was showing. That'd be a problem, you know? It's like, you know, get your package back in there. But come on, kind of weird. I'm kind of trying to figure out, though, what I should do crazy on Southwest in 2 weeks when I fly.
Yeah, just don't do anything crazy. Relax.
Keep it PG. I will. I always do. I'm all talk. Yeah. All talk, no action. I suck.
Well, you know, it's better to stay safe than, you know.
True. But even like a child crying, that's kind of strange, too, to kick somebody off. But we don't know the full story, so you never know.
No, I don't know. A child crying, man, I can totally understand. You know, I mean, it's like noise pollution. How can you fly like that? You know, so if you can't control your kid, you can't be there. It's just like an adult. You wouldn't let an adult sit there and scream the whole flight.
Right, you know? But a baby that's like 5 months old, you can't control the baby crying that much.
No, you can't control it crying, but you can control whether you're on the plane or not. You know, and the thing is this, you can't expose 300 people to a crying baby the whole flight, you know.
Oh, I've had that before, but the baby's the baby doesn't cry for 6 hours straight, you know, but of course,
you never know if you had my neighbor's kid,
it's
man.
It's difficult. Do you have any kids, Sam?
I do.
Oh, you do?
They're grown, yeah.
Okay, lucky you. Yeah. So,
my kids never screamed like that, you know.
Yeah. But well, you were lucky.
All I'm saying is, you know, I mean, parents of babies that cry a lot, they know about it, and they know what their kids are like. And I don't have an answer for them other than just drug the kid or something.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Before the flight.
Oh, my Lord.
Just give
Sam,
him some
I would
wine.
Not want
just
you to be my babysitter. Yeah. You would be like the worst babysitter on earth.
Yeah, well, I never claimed to want to be a babysitter.
Good. But you were a teacher at one point, right?
I was a teacher.
That feels like the same thing.
I'm a parent, you know, so.
Yeah,
but
I got
nevertheless,
you.
I can't stand kids crying, you know.
I thought you were going to say, I just can't stand kids.
No. I love kids.
Me
and,
too.
Yeah, no, when you're a parent, you learn to love kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't
of course.
Really ready for it, but you know what? You're never ready for kids. Just do
That's
it.
That's true. You know? You have to just do it.
Yeah, just do it. Find a person you want to do it with.
And just do it.
Just do it.
I love that. Yeah, just get it on. Did you hear about the cantaloupes, the fruit?
Uh-huh.
And how it's been a deadliest, it's killing people.
Really?
Yeah. Cantaloupes? Long story short, don't eat cantaloupes. And it's like the listeria outbreak is what they're calling it. 16 people dead so far.
Wow.
From these cantaloupes that have been shipped out from Colorado.
I've heard of this listeria. I didn't know what it was about. Now you're mentioning the cantaloupes and...
Frickin' cantaloupes!
Sense. Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, knowing somebody who died of eating a cantaloupe, you know? It's like, I was trying to be healthy, and I ate some cantaloupe, and I died.
Wow.
That would suck.
Yeah, an understatement.
Yeah.
It would suck.
So
yeah.
People died, a few deaths in Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Texas, and even Maryland,
really?
Where I'm from. Yeah.
Wow. Jeez.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So just a heads up, you know, keep an eye out, trying to avoid eating cantaloupes or just be cautious of when they were, you know, when they started growing.
I don't think anybody's going to have one as long as this news is running around.
Seriously,
you know?
It kind of freaks you out.
Why would you want to? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you think was voted the most annoying celebrity? Did you see that?
No, I haven't. And that's a good question. Who would you pick without knowing already?
Annoying. Well, I already know and I kind of agree with it. But, you know, or someone on the list because there's a list of a few people.
Okay, somebody annoying. Just give me a second. I'm thinking there's so many.
Think celebrities, you know.
Paris Hilton? But I don't know about that one.
I mean, that would be a good guess, but she's not even on the top five.
Okay.
So I don't know, but...
Who's in the top
Kim
five?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, she was my next one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then think of another one that I would have thought about anyway.
Reality, like, though? Or
yeah, reality. Let's think reality.
Oh, of course, Jersey Shore people.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
There you go.
Snooki, whatever her name is.
Yeah, Snooki came out number three after Charlie Sheen. So Charlie Sheen followed Kim Kardashian, and then Snooki, and then Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Donald Trump and Brad Womack, who is The Bachelor, I guess.
Oh, that guy's a character, yeah.
Yeah? You like him?
He's a weirdo.
Is he?
I mean, he's super attractive, but you can just tell that guy is, like, emotionally messed up. You do not want to get involved with him.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Do you watch that show sometimes?
Are you kidding me? I'm a Bachelor. I'm a Bachelor freak. I love that show. Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor Pad.
Really?
Speaking of which, I did submit because, you know, Ben is the new Bachelor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were talking about that.
Yes.
Okay, now I remember. Okay.
I have not heard back. I'm really disappointed.
You haven't heard back?
No.
I'm surprised, man.
Are you, though? Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah, really.
See,
really?
I'm not because I think, you know, they Google you the second they see that you're an actor or an aspiring performer, an artist. Yeah, they immediately assume, you know, you just want to get on TV for the fame.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why everybody wants to get on there, you know?
Not me.
Even if you're not famous.
I would have applied for reality shows a long time ago if that was the case.
Yeah.
I've been watching Bachelor shows for like years. It's my like, I don't know, hidden secret in a way, except it's not so secret now.
Right.
And this is the only time that I've ever applied because I actually feel like there could potentially be a connection between me and Ben.
I see. Okay.
It's true. He's so hot. He has a wine, a vineyard.
Oh, yeah?
He makes wine. How sexy is that?
Really? Very sexy.
It's so sexy.
Never thought of it.
Yeah. And he's kind of nerdy. Like, that's the other thing. Like, I don't like pretty boys.
Right.
Pretty boys usually just don't have any personality. He's
really
attractive.
Like model types and things?
Oh, yeah. It's very rare. But, you know, I did meet one guy that was super hot and also had a dorky personality. But it also kind of just doesn't fit, you know? Like, it's like, you're hot. You shouldn't be acting this way.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't feel right. So I still lost attraction, you know?
Yeah.
It just wasn't,
God, you're complicated.
Oh,
you don't
man.
Make it easy. That's
you have
sure.
no idea. That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't heard back from them, so it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you really think they Google you and stuff. I mean, what do you think they go based on? Did you have to submit a video or something?
Right. Well, when you submit, you know, they ask a lovely array of different questions about yourself, what you do, your occupation, you know, why you'd be a great fit for the show, blah, blah, blah. I answered all of them very honestly, you know, and I did mention how I wasn't hiding that I'm an actor, you know, or they're going to find out. And I did say to them, I'm so gay. I'm like, don't hold this against me. Actors need to fall in love too. Seriously, man.
Really?
And then, yeah, they do request pictures via online. You can also mail them in. And they also really want a video of you. Mm-hmm. But I'm totally against doing a video.
Right. I'd rather them just look so stupid.
Call me in. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Stand in your room all alone with your little MacBook computer, you know, video camera, and talk about yourself.
Yeah.
And of course, we're all going to say just great things. I'm really cool. You know, we're very compatible.
Yeah.
It's so lame.
Well, that's what most people do. I mean, I don't know. Are they going to look at your application without a video?
I don't know. If they have any soul and heart, they would.
Remember, you got to stand out from thousands and thousands of people.
That's true. Know? Even with actors, you know, when your agent submits you a lot of the time, it comes not only with a resume, but it comes with a headshot and an acting reel.
Right.
And of course, the people with the reel, the demo reel, are going to be looked at first or considered much quicker than anybody that's just sending a resume and headshot.
Right.
So, of course, it's a huge disadvantage, but whatever.
Well,
I'm not doing a video.
If you really want to get into it, do a video.
I think it's too late. I think they may have already picked the girls. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, maybe for the following season, you can try again.
Exactly.
Know? Yeah.
Well, but it won't be Ben.
Yeah.
I submitted for Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Ben,
you wanted Ben. That's right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, well.
So you would subject yourself to all this. I mean, because women on The Bachelor are not thought of very highly by viewers.
Oh,
you know?
Come on. Really?
What? I
really?
Mean, yeah, I mean, to compete. I don't know. I think they make fools of themselves right there to just endear themselves on the guy.
Well, first of all, reality is reality. They're getting picked not just to fall in love, but to be entertaining.
Right.
I never judge somebody.
The drama and
yeah. I never judge somebody based on, you know, what they did on a reality TV show, because your mind works in mysterious ways when those cameras are in front of you and you've got 15 other chicks, you know, being dramatic.
Right.
At the same time, I would not go into it all crazy and cuckoo. I would have, you know, I have morals and I would stick to them.
Yeah.
The only sucky thing about it is you have to really fight for this guy's attention.
Right, exactly.
Know?
And to also think that all of them are making out with him. And
that's
and
disgusting.
All that stuff,
that I can't handle. That's why I would end up turning crazy on that show. I would.
Yeah.
You know, you start to like a guy and then he's making out with 10 other chicks.
Uh-huh.
That's just gross.
Yeah. But
I would start thinking,
you know,
I'm getting some kind
in.
Of disease.
Yeah.
You know? Seriously,
yeah.
I'm not joking.
You must be in love with this guy if you're going to go through this. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Saying,
well, exactly. I really see the potential for something very serious. Very serious. And exactly, though, like, I'm an actor, so doing reality shows is very detrimental.
Right.
But yet I'm willing to go on for him.
Uh-huh.
What does that tell you? You know?
That you're pathetic.
Oh, my God, that's so mean.
I know. I'm just kidding. You
I'm
know.
Pathetic.
No, yes, you know so. I'm kidding.
No, I just like excitement in my life, and I thought, you know, it'd be an adventure nonetheless.
No,
but
I mean, that'd
I am
be cool,
not
you know?
Dying to get on by no
yeah.
means.
No, but you do whatever you have to do.
Yeah. Okay, Sam. Just do whatever I have to do. Okay, dokes. Have you ever noticed those sex pills that are in gas stations?
No, sex pills?
Well, like, you know, they're pills. They're usually literally right by the cash register that are like, I'll increase your sex drive, or, you know, penis growth, you know? Your penis is going to grow 10 times larger when you take this pill.
Uh-huh. But you buy at a gas station.
You buy them at a gas station. They're like $10. It's weird. Every time I go to a gas station, I notice these things. And I'm just wondering, like, has anyone actually used these?
Probably.
Well,
otherwise, they wouldn't be selling them, you know?
I know, but it's just so weird to me. What goes on in your head that you would have to take a pill like this, first of all? Second, it's one pill and it's $10.
Wow.
The weird thing is, every time I go in these gas stations, like, those stands are, like, almost empty. You know,
really?
Like, there's, like, one or two left.
Yeah.
So, obviously, people really do buy one.
Yeah.
Buy them.
I'd be embarrassed just to buy it.
I know. That's, like, I'm just embarrassed when I go to CVS to buy pads or, you know, tampons. And that's, like, a normal monthly girly thing.
Right.
I cannot imagine buying one of these things. But I'm just so curious, you know, if they really work.
Wow.
And especially the penis growth one. That's, I mean, seriously.
It doesn't work, man. Nothing increases your penis size.
Really?
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Other than jeans.
Because I know some guys that could afford to. I'm just kidding.
That's me. No.
They could really afford to use one. That's such a joke. I hope no one's listening to this right now. But in all honesty, like, the size of your penis, to me at least, it's never mattered or it's never bothered me. But a lot of girls, it really does.
It really does.
Yeah, I was working with one chick and like I like meaty conversations. So we're talking about the most ridiculous shit. And she did mention how the, you know, the last guy that she was dating had like the biggest penis she's ever seen in her entire life. And once you get used to that, dating somebody else that has, you know, a
smaller
penis, it's just, it's not the same. And it's really important to her. Like literally, no matter how much she likes this guy, if the size is not working out for her, she's gone.
Wow.
And that's crazy to me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
But that makes sense, you know? I mean, some guys are like that with boobs, I think, you know?
I guess.
Although most guys will go for any boobs, you know? I mean, that's, we're not very picky in that way. But at the same time, you know, I mean, yeah, it's like something you have to live with, you know?
So right.
You have to ask yourself if you can handle it.
Can you handle my penis? That's hysterical. Speaking of boobs, though, do you prefer real, like natural or fake?
Natural. Natural.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I can't
Amen.
Stand fake ones, man. I can't stand them.
Did you hear, though, about the one girl who has implants who was going in just to get her, like, your enhancement operation. She's just getting them like touched up, whatever that means.
Right.
And the doctor, the surgeon, messed up big time, and now she has a uniboob.
What?
I'm dead serious.
Are you serious?
Her name's like Denora Rodriguez. She's 40 years old, and she went to get she went to get just like a little enhancement. She already had the implants. Mm-hmm. You know, that goes to show you though, surgeons, you know, just because you have a certificate does not mean that, you know, that does not mean they are good to do this operation on you.
Right, yeah.
You really have to do your research beforehand.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then this surgeon ended up not only doing her, you know, messing up her boobs, but without permission, while this chick was still asleep, the surgeon messed up her eyes. Just voluntarily decided, oh, I'm going to fix up her eyes.
Really?
This chick never even said anything about doing her eyes. Can you imagine waking up and being all messed up? I'd be pissed off.
I know. We got a phone call. Let's see who that
Sweet.
Is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. What's up?
Not much. How are you, Stephanie? You recognize the voice?
I'm pretty good. No, I don't recognize the voice.
Oh, you made a website for me.
Oh, I did. Ooh, awesome.
So you know Mike?
Am I working on your website now, actually?
No, we probably need to make a few changes, but we could talk about that later.
Okay, I know which Mike this is. Never mind. I'm working on like three different Mike's websites. This Mike's is already done. Anyway, continue.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool you're doing all
I
that.
Told you I love doing that stuff.
Yeah. So, Mike, did you...
pretty good at it, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you have any questions for Stephanie or... did you just
well, I
to
just
say
caught
that?
A snippet of the conversation.
Uh-huh.
I've been busy the last week or so, and so I wanted to catch Steph's show. I saw that she got on a show, but I got on there, and I think I caught the discussion about penis size and boobs.
Yeah, there you go. You caught the right side.
I love it.
As I know Stephanie, yes, she is that frank.
Well, that's good. That's why she's on the show.
No subjects, you know, too off taboo for her.
Right.
But, you know, my only contribution to that, if I could make one.
Yes, please.
That, you know, with regard to penis size, I've always been told it's not the size of the sword. It's the fierceness of the attack.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know what? And I agree. That would be something I would say. But the other, my girlfriend that I was talking to the other day, that was not her situation. She truly is all about the size. A lot of girls are, though, you know?
Yeah,
but,
that's true. Well, maybe.
And then some guys, Sam, are about the size with regard to the boobs.
Right.
And, you know, if I could say something personal, I've experienced fake ones, and yes, I'm with you, Sam. I hate them.
Yeah.
Really?
I know, and you know what? Yeah. Women don't realize this, but most guys do not like fake boobs, you know? And but
guys
will
get whatever they can get, honestly. They'll take what they can get.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Maybe guys like to look at them, but when it gets down to the personal stuff, you know, and then if you form a relationship with this woman, you're going to be worried because so many things could go wrong when they get there.
What if you pop it? Yeah, because they're literally like jelly balloons.
Yeah. I mean, to look at while they're dressed is good, you know, but when they're bare, I don't know, even looking at them turns me off. You know, they look like just like balls, you know, they don't have the right shape.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is it is like having two bosu balls in front of you.
There you go.
All right, Mike, I have a real quick question, though, and you need to be brutally honest with me, okay?
Have I never been anything but, Steph?
All right, exactly. That's you're true. You're telling the truth right there. Okay, so my question is, have you ever taken one of those ridiculous pills at a gas station that's like, that's going to increase your penis, or it's going to like make sex 10 times better? Have you ever taken one?
He wouldn't admit
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm brutally honest. I knew this one was coming. No, I haven't.
Man.
And I don't mean to toot my own horn because, you know.
You don't need it.
I've been told I don't need it.
So okay, you're tooting your own damn horn.
I don't want to put it out there that
It's not about
I'm
being told.
Or anything like that, or advertising anything of that nature. I'm in a very good relationship right now. I'm very happy.
That's great. Now, do you know anybody who's taken one? I just want to know if it frickin' works.
I have not, you know, because guys, they're not going to admit to that. Which guy's going to say, hey, I got a small penis, and I need to take this?
Yeah, but you know what? You're a true man if you can admit that.
Yeah,
if you
exactly.
can admit that, I
to.
Like you.
You
I
have
like
to.
You.
That's why I'm saying you don't necessarily have to say that you've been told. I'm sure you have an opinion of whether your penis is big enough or not, you know? So I think people can, at least to themselves, will have to admit it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
so
if
you have a big one, be proud of it, and you can be proud of saying that yourself, you know?
I mean, what I try to tell people is, most of all, be comfortable in your own skin.
Right.
This
exactly.
This uniform God gave you to play in. Do your best.
Do your best. It is truly, though, all about confidence, you know, in the way you carry yourself. People can see insecurity a mile away. In the second we can see that you're not comfortable in your own body, the second it's like, well, we don't really want to make out with you or sleep with you. It is a huge turn off.
Yeah.
Or in any competition, in anything in life, whether it's athletic or competition in business, if you show any weakness, your opponent's going to sniff it and know it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to, like I said, just be comfortable in your own skin.
Right.
And, you know, like I said earlier, it's not the size of the sword, it's the fierce of the attack. And on the other side, it's not the boobs, small or big, it's what's behind them.
Oh, okay. Well said, I guess.
Yeah. Post that sword thing, though, on my Facebook, please. I seriously love it.
You got it, Stephanie.
All right, thanks so much, Mike. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for calling.
All right,
Mike.
Take care and congratulations on the show.
Thanks, smooches.
All right, bye bye.
I'm like cracking up. This is the most ridiculous show I think I've ever done in my entire life, or conversation at least.
Just prepare for more.
Oh, great! Yeah. I look forward to it.
But you know what? I've realized I looked over my past shows and stuff. And it seemed like it really has evolved, you know, or like with the first co-host 4 years ago, the show was extremely sexual. I mean, raunchy, really raunchy.
Ew.
And then it seemed like with every co-host, it became less and less and less, you know. So now you're safe, you know.
Good. Well, it's good about, like, to have a balance, you know. Like, it gets pretty boring if you're talking about sex and.
Oh, no, we didn't, you know, but when we did. We
Hardcore.
Did graphically, yeah.
Ooh.
But
wow.
Yeah, but no, I usually I don't want to put anybody in an uncomfortable situation, so
sure.
You know, that's why I just let the show take its own direction and stuff, and it's cool, you know. I mean, it's really cool. So.
Yeah, except Sam, right now I'm like incredibly uncomfortable.
Really?
No, I'm just
kidding. No, you're not.
I'm kidding.
I don't think you would be.
So anyway, what have we covered today? The uniboob girl, the lesbian, you know, getting kicked off the flight.
Wow, uniboob, man.
Sex peanut. Or, oh, my God. I'm talking out of my ass right now. Man.
So listen, on Dancing with the Stars last night, I guess they report there was a Nancy Grace nip slip.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that, too.
Yeah. So let's I didn't get to see it, but let's listen to the video. We'll hear to we'll listen to what she has to say
about
it.
Let's do it.
The reason I handled it beautifully is because I didn't know anything had happened. Typically, I don't think any viewer ever knew I even had cleavage until Dancing with the Stars happened, which was fine with me.
She does have a big cleavage.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So, typically, there are a couple of lighthearted comments about my cleavage. And I thought that's what they were talking about, so I just, you know... And then stood there, and to this, you know, it's going to say on my gravestone, that did not happen. Because I had on these, I feel like I'm in a strip bar.
That's
pasties. Hmm.
Those are pasties. Okay. She's showing.
But here, okay. They dress it up and call them petals.
She came.
An industrial strength bra, and a bra sewn into my dress. You know, what could go wrong? Famous last words. So I contend that that was the lining of my dress, and not a nipple, as has been alleged. I deny it. Deny it. Deny it.
I believe her. Obviously, you know. Especially with those little, girls put these little sticker things on our actual nipples, you know?
Yeah.
I believe her. I didn't see the show. I can't really get into that show. Yeah. How about her accent, though? I really love that.
I know. I know. It's funny because I think she's going to become more likable now, you know, after she's been not very
exposed.
Popular on TV. Yeah. You know?
It always happens with something like this. Dancing with the Stars is like a huge career builder, you know? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I know.
They get millions of viewers.
That's why the people there are not really stars, and maybe they're hoping to be stars, but you won't get real stars to go on there, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I guess sometimes, yeah. I don't watch that show, so I don't know what it...
Yeah.
You know.
I did the first few seasons. I you know what? I actually love it because just I was a dancer, you know?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And was going to actually pursue
so
it, truly.
So you appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I really appreciate it. But the problem with all these reality shows is they just... They drag it out so long, you know? Yeah. What could be 1 hour long is now like 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I don't watch it. They just drag it out so much.
I know. I think last night it was a 2-hour show, man. I mean,
ridiculous. Who has that time to just sit down and watch it?
I know.
Not me. Not me.
I know. Well, you know. So I'm still looking for a good TV show to... sort of like adopt and start watching, you know.
2 and a Half Men, are you kidding me?
Well, I'm watching that.
Okay.
Yeah. And what else do I watch? That's about it, you know. I mean, there's no do you watch TV at all?
Well, I go in and out of it, honestly. Right. But some of my favorites, I love Saturday Night Live, but they haven't really had some new ones recently, so I'm still waiting for that to get back up. The Office.
Uh-huh. Is that pretty good?
Yeah, but I still think they have to, they're off still and have to, I don't know, they're working on their next season or something, who knows. But I miss that show terribly. It's hysterical.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately, though, Steve Carell is no longer going to be on it.
Right.
So I'm not even for sure who's taking over his, you know, character, or you know, if they're bringing a new character in completely, but I'm gonna miss him. And I recommend that show,
cool.
The Office,
we'll
Saturday
it.
Night Live.
We got another phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Sam and Steph. It's Keith.
Hi, Keith. How are you?
Keith, how are you? Keith called last week, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Keith's a good friend.
Welcome back, Keith.
How have you been,
yes,
Keith? What's up?
I'm doing okay. Last week I had to go to the hospital Wednesday and Thursday, but I'm doing much better, so that's good.
Well, we're happy to hear that, man.
You really
Thank
are,
you.
Though, Keith? Be honest with me, man.
What'd you say one more time?
You really are, though? You're feeling good?
I'm feeling as good as can be. I mean, the doctor gave me some Oxycontin, so either he wants to kill me or he wants me to end up on intervention someday.
There you go. And you probably will if you're
not careful.
I haven't
decided which one yet.
Yeah.
I love your humor.
I went to, it's funny, I was like, isn't that what got Michael Jackson? And he was like, no, I'm pretty sure Michael Jackson got Michael Jackson.
Right.
And I was like, actually... I'm pretty sure Joe Jackson got Michael Jackson. And then he goes, semantics. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
You're hysterical, Keith. Any interesting stories recently just with your cancer? Because I know you, of all people, are a super funny man and like to make the best of it.
Oh, so Keith has cancer?
Yeah, Keith has cancer.
Wow.
What kind of what kind of cancer is it, Keith?
It's called multiple myeloma.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incurable blood disease where lesions like form along the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
it's kind of an icky situation. It's usually for people over the age of 60, and so it's kind of rare that I would get a disease like this. You know, my mother always said I was special, but special nonetheless.
Keith, I freaking love
and
you.
So,
no, you are very special. In more ways than one, but that's just crazy. I thought that, you know, like you're what, 27?
Wow.
I'm 26.
Oh my God, he's 26 years old, and he's been, you've had this for like 3 or 4 years, right?
Yep, I was diagnosed when I was 23, yes.
Wow.
It's interesting.
Pretty tough, man. Pretty tough. So, go ahead.
I was it's interesting all the stuff you see in the hospital. For instance, you start to see crazy things. Like, there was this old black woman who came into my room about 3 a.m. in the morning.
What?
Pulled her pants down, looked down, looked back up at me, and went, "Is this the bathroom?"
No way!
And I go, "No,
awesome.
Ma'am, not unless they put stadium seating in the bathroom. This is not."
Oh, my God, Keith, that's hysterical.
And then she looks back up at me and goes, "This is weird."
Oh my gosh.
She's in the men's room.
That's freaking awesome.
I go, "This is you? You're in my room at 3 a.m. in the morning about to take a dump on my floor, and this is weird for you." Okay.
Oh my god.
That's good, Keith.
That's crazy. Any more?
There's so many different stories you learn.
Oh my god.
That's true. Where do you live? What part of the country do you live in, Keith?
I live in New York.
Oh, in New York. Okay, that's right. That's why I was thinking New York.
Yep, we studied together. Yeah. He is freaking phenomenal. Comedian, writer, actor. What else do you do? What do you not do? How about that?
Apparently, I don't date very well. That's one thing.
Stop it. You'd know darn well if I was in New York, we'd be dating. We'd be dating up a storm, baby.
It's interesting, actually. Here's an odd story for you. I had cancer, and the girl I was dating, she came to my room during chemotherapy and broke up with me.
What?
Really? Wow.
No joke.
Yeah.
Is this what your script is about? Chemo love story?
No. It's kind of a fictional, characterized, version of that. I don't make any mention to the girl who broke my heart and then I found love a little later.
Yeah.
I had that in another script.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, well, there you go. There's always hope, man, especially when you're taking OxyContin. You never know.
What's up with that, though? Why did she break up with you?
Okay, she came into the room and she went, "Keith, I can't do it anymore. It's emotionally killing me."
Wow.
And I go, "Great, because this is physically killing me. High five."
Oh, my gosh.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah. She had cancer also, no?
No, not this girl, no. The girl I did end up meeting and falling in love with did end up passing away. And that's what chemo love story is all about.
Oh, my God. Right. You never told me this, Keith. I didn't know that.
No,
that's
crazy.
Wow.
You're going to make me fucking cry.
The stuff that people go through, man. But, look, it happens. That's life. You move on. And usually it happens for the best. You find someone who's better.
But she died.
Yeah, I know she's in a bit. She died. And I often think about her a lot,
She's in a better place.
Tough
and,
at times.
Eventually.
That's what I like to think about.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Keith, We wish you all the best, man. I hope you get better, and you gotta keep believing, man. You can't give up.
Yeah, you're right, man. You're right. Thank you guys for your support, man. I really appreciate that.
Sure, and send some OxyContin over our way here.
Yeah. I'll see if I can hold a couple for you.
Yeah. Aww. Just be
you
careful
guys have a
of
great
that
day
stuff,
now.
Man. Yeah, just be careful of that stuff, man. It's like it creeps up on you, You got to be careful.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what the doctors were telling me.
Yeah. All right, Keith.
And you guys have a good one, Dick.
Thank you. Thank
I'll
you.
Talk to you very soon. Bye-bye. Bye, Keith.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah. I know the stories that people have, and you listen to this and you go, my life is not hard at all,
Right.
I mean, I'm doing a lot better.
Yeah, that just, how I was telling you that recently I've been feeling a little empty?
Yeah.
This just made it 10 times worse. Seriously. This show is like...
Don't give up.
That just made it 10 times worse. Not cool.
Well, you know,
I love that. You've got to, I mean, really just look up to him. He's such a hero. I mean, in some more ways than one. I mean, I've known him for quite a few years, and he's been struggling with this for a long time, so.
Yeah, and he's very young, I mean, you know, to deal with this stuff.
Yeah, and that's a cancer that you don't, you know, usually, like he said, you don't really get until you're in your 60s.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very weird.
I don't know, man. That sucks.
But he's making, you know, the best of it, and he's humorous about it, and that's what I respect and love about Keith.
Yeah.
I just love him.
Wonderful.
So what else is going on?
I wanted to wish all my Jewish friends a Happy New Year. It starts today. And you're not Jewish, right?
No. Happy New Year's, Jews.
Yeah. I thought Danielson maybe, you know, but...
No, a lot of people think I am, but yeah. I am not. I assure you I am not. I've dated a few Jews, though.
Yeah.
It has not worked out.
Well, I doubt that it has to do with the religion or the culture.
I don't know,
you never know, you know.
I'm just teasing. Just teasing.
I'm sure you left a lot of corpses in your wake, you know.
Yikes. Yeah.
So I want to wish everybody a Happy New Year. And yeah, it's going to be cool. We're going to have dinner tonight. And
yeah, what do you do for, you know, the New
Year's?
Yeah,
we just have dinner like any other holiday.
Nice. It's kind of like, you know,
eat, you know?
Do you also celebrate the New Year's here, you know, happy
at
the end of the year?
Oh, yeah, of
course. Okay, right.
Of course, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, when you're Jewish, you get additional holidays.
Okay, that sounds exciting. Yeah. The only reason why it didn't work out with me and the other Jew is because the Jew that I was dating was because he was trying to convert me.
Really?
And, like, I don't follow any religion. I mean, I grew up Catholic, but I refuse to. I just like to be a free spirit. Why do I need to restrict myself to one religion?
Yeah.
So to try to convert me and change who I am, I was just not,
No, that's terrible, you know.
It's not going to happen.
It tells you they're already planning marriage and everything, you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Run the other way.
Otherwise, why would they want you to convert? You
I'm
know?
Sprinting.
They're already thinking about their mother and what she's going to say.
Yeah. Well, that has been my experience, though, with Jewish guys. They they move pretty quickly. Like, when they like you, they're already, like, this dude was talking about the house we're going to have and, and, you know, fixing out the master bedroom and how in 60 years this is what's going to be happening. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, the wrong thing to say to
how
you.
Do you know we're going to be hanging out in even a month? I mean, come on. Nothing is guaranteed.
That's
I move quick. So anyway. But I love that's my Jewish funny. Friends. They're funny.
No, I mean, that's, you know, that's, it's really funny. And because, you know, like I said, you know, they try to... they really care about what their parents say and everything, you know. So if they bring a non-Jewish girl home, they have a lot of explaining to do.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering if that was the case because, well, is that more with people? I don't know. Like, a lot of the Jews that I've met are very open to dating other
people. No, of course, yeah. It's just when it comes to marriage, that's what I mean.
I see, you know, settling down. Or at least having the girl convert. Like,
yeah,
they better convert.
Or something, yeah.
And that's just not going
to
happen.
I don't know many people that try to do that, you know. But and you don't try to do something like that, you know. It's like it has to come from the person themselves.
Yeah, change somebody else.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. You don't ever try to change somebody.
Yeah,
I mean, you can try to help them.
Religion, you know?
Of course not.
I mean,
yeah.
that's a tough thing to change, you know?
I mean, it'd be one thing if I'm like a hardcore Catholic girl also,
right.
You know, then I'd probably take it so personally.
Right.
I'm just a free spirit. I float around. I don't like to, you know,
right.
Be of one religion.
You don't consider yourself having a religion or anything. You're
which is, yeah, which is why it bothered me that he was so heavily into converting me. Because I'm like, dude, can't you just respect that I'm just like a free spirit? It's not, I don't follow any of them, you know? I have my own little beliefs and I'm sticking to them.
Yeah, no rituals for you, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. I know, I'm the same way, you know? I mean, as I've gotten older, I thought, you know, none of this stuff really makes sense to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just doing this... to repeat what I learned when I was young, you know?
Right.
So, like, because in 10 days it's Yom Kippur, and then you're supposed to fast, like, for 24 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, not
and
eat at all.
Not eat or drink anything.
How is that healthy?
it's not about health. It's about sacrifices.
I got
you. Know?
Yeah, we have
like
there
Day
similar
of Atonement,
things with other,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, I don't subscribe to that anymore, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all, to me, it's like religion... was created by people that didn't really understand how things work, you know? I mean, you're talking thousands of years ago, you know, and people needed stories to explain things to them, you
know?
Why there are storms, why there are earthquakes, shit like that, you know?
It's so weird. I mean, a lot of people that I know that go to church regular, you know, on a regular basis, they more so do it. I'm noticing at least nowadays, they're more so doing it just for that bond and for that family.
Yeah,
you know,
many
you go there
do.
For the social part of it.
Right.
But once in a blue moon, I'll talk to somebody who literally, you know, has all of these super strong beliefs about God and this and that and just all kinds of different the saints and in the Bible. But coming out of their mouth, like, it just sounds so ridiculous. Uh-huh. The things that they say so seriously, and it's just crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, when I go home to visit my family, I definitely go to church, you know, with my mother, just out of respect and to see people that I grew up with.
Right.
But sometimes, and again, like, I say I'm a very forward person, but don't take anything I say personally. Like, I don't judge. I don't care what anyone does. I love everybody.
Right.
But the things they say in a Catholic church, sometimes I, like, want to bust out laughing. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is, you know. But what are you going to do? You know, you can't talk people out of religion, and
it's a
very ingrained thing.
Yeah, and in some ways, it's just a hobby for people. Whatever it is, you know, you do what you want to do.
Yeah.
I love
What's
you
What's your hobby? Going to church.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it's the end of the show, Stephanie. Thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.